The world's leading MMA promotion is expanding its footprint in Las Vegas, Nevada. And the latest addition to the UFC's growing campus is the Apex. Home to an arena that accommodates its contender series, as well as a brand new training center, which supplements the nearby Performance Institute.
And it's very, like, private, a different feel than over there. I figure you would like it.
I like it already.
There's less people, and it's just
all about the sport, training.
Just training here, so. But
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Performance Institute was so popular that it became, you know, a little bit of a victim of its own success, and we need a little more space. This is as nice as the rings that they fight in like Mandalay Bay and such. The Apex mirrors the one across the street, so that way we can truly have people that are going to fight each other never come in contact with each other.
It's me.
Oh, there you go. That's awesome.
It's very amazing because there is not much people and you can train and work your technique as much as you want.
So this is the 30-foot actual, you know, full octagon.
Yeah.
So we have the one over there. But then, like, you know, I know you like to train around the time you fight too. So they can come over here and use this octagon around that time as well. That's the 25th anniversary, the one in Denver.
And with all the real blood on it, right? It's beautiful. It has everything. The ring, the octagon, mats, wall. So I will be back here very soon.
UFC flyweight champion Valentina Shevchenko is one of the many fighters who have permanently relocated to Las Vegas for the amenities that have become so readily accessible. Such perfected training grounds are an ideal backdrop for athletes like Shevchenko, who were bred by combat from an early age.
Давайте боковое, боковое на боку. Продвигаемся сюда. Хорошо, давайте сейчас продвигаемся, подтягиваемся на руках ногу в сторону. Окей? Да, отсюда.
I cannot say that martial arts is a part of myself. No, martial arts it's myself, it's me. Before becoming UFC champion, I was 17 time world Muay Thai and K1 champion.
Let's go shadow boxing, shadow boxing.
And to become a champion, it's a factor of many things. You have to dominate everything. Have to be a perfect boxer.
Shevchenko's far more technical as a striker. She's very difficult to hit clean. Look at that. You can't just uncork on her. She's not going to be there for that. She's going to make adjustments.
With your legs, you have to be the perfect Muay Thai fighter.
It's very difficult to attack Shevchenko because she's such a good counter striker.
Oh, heel kick.
And she can do so many different things. She can counter with kicks and punches.
In the ground, you have to know everything.
As she attempts an armbar here, she's got enough time to finish it. This is tight. Oh, there she got him!
You have to be the universal fighter.
I mean, this is a Valentina highlight reel here.
Shevchenko on the UFC flyweight belt.
What timing on that?
Oh, she's so good.
By outclassing former strawweight champion, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, in every facet of martial arts. And subsequent title defenses have shown the Bullets true dominance.
She's not just one of the best women fighters, she's one of the best fighters. She really has no weakness in her game. Her overall game is so comprehensive. Right away, hard kick to the body. I mean, that sounds like someone is slapping the bag with a baseball bat. Oh, head kick, is it? Oh my God, wow. I mean, that is one of the most brutal KOs we have ever seen.
I faced so many different fighters, so many different styles.
Well, since the UFC opened the 125-pound flyweight division, many expected this to be a foregone conclusion, and Valentina proved them all right.
And you can never underestimate your opponent. You can never have your training camp halfway.
Oh, combination from Shevchenko sits down Carmouche.
This is the mindset that I have. I'm studying everything, every single detail that I have to know for the fight and about my opponent.
It's gonna take a Herculean effort, many would think, for somebody to dethrone her at 125.
Although seemingly untouchable, Shevchenko welcomes all challengers, and the next contender set to test her will against the formidable champ hails from the Empire State.
We'll start on this side. Jab, jab, back, back, one, two. And then jab, cross on the cones.
Caitlin Chookagian is somewhat of a pioneer of women's MMA in New York.
Jab, cross, pop out, and then go.
And the region's all-time greatest female fighter gives back at every turn.
Down here, you're going to do uppercut, hook. Now watch, when we dip to the right, we step with the right foot.
I started just the women's only class just because, you know, for girls to go into an MMA gym, it's very intimidating. Good. In, uppercut. They walk in and they see like dudes with tattoos all over, and you know, it's scary. So I kind of wanted to create an atmosphere where they're comfortable coming in. Cause I know once girls start training, then they're comfortable, but it's just that initial getting in the door.
Right uppercut, yeah, left hook, left uppercut, perfect.
And that's kind of how I got started.
One, two.
Once I started, I was like so hooked. I was like definitely became obsessed with training at a young age.
Almost done.
But I just always wanted to be the best.
In order to be called the very best at 125 pounds, Chookagian must accomplish a feat which no female flyweight ever has.
Oh!
Take down the terrifying Valentina Shevchenko.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She is out cold. That woman is a straight-up assassin.
All right, at 15, then we're going to go some rope work. Yeah. Step backs and then... yeah, then we're going to go some rotations on rope, and then we'll work over to pure motion on...
People always look at fighters and their last fights and assume that that's what's gonna happen.
Here, fire.
But each fight is completely different.
So it starts now. 3, 2, 1, fire. Good. Okay, now down fast, up fast. Fire, good. Tall back. Caitlin enhances her abilities at an exponential rate. So when people see Caitlin a fight or two ago, she's gone. That's not the Caitlin you'll be seeing in the next fight. Hands up off there, good. Day in and day out, she does everything that's absolutely necessary to excel. Good, Kate, that's it, right. Pretty, pretty, yeah, that's it. React and move, good.
Chookagian has improved leaps and bounds since entering the UFC as an undefeated two-weight champion from local promotions, employing a unique offense that never rests.
The good footwork from Chookagian here, and she just does not stop with the forward motion and pressure.
Oh, nice uppercut. Stick and move for Chookagian. Oh. Big knee for Chookagian.
She is definitely a woman to watch here.
Valentina just hasn't fought anyone like me.
Good spinning back. Oh, high kick! She caught it perfectly!
I move so much.
You never see her really sit still. She's always firing the jab. Caitlin moving her feet the whole time while she's punching. And next thing you know, you walk into a huge shot.
She's her bad!
A lot of footwork, a lot of head movement.
She's not moving straight lines, and she's certainly always.
People swing and they miss, and I'm out of there.
She's just so good at getting out of the range of her opponent. She can hit you, but you can't hit her.
My style is frustrating for other opponents, and it makes them look bad. And that's what's gonna happen with Valentina.
Caitlin, blood fighter.
Where do you feel your next move will be?
I mean, the UFC knows exactly who I want. I want that title shot now. I want that shot.
The extravagance of the Las Vegas Strip is unrivaled. With no shortage of options for adventure seekers, like UFC flyweight champion Valentina Shevchenko.
The champ is here. So happy to see you, young lady. In Las Vegas, there's always a bunch of things to do.
My coach, Pavel.
Uh-oh. Pleasure, sir. My name's Dave.
Pavel.
How you guys doing? You guys ready to fly? Only place you can do indoor skydiving is here. It's a killer training tool for skydivers, but it's also just a super fun toy.
We'll talk about everything together, then we gear up and go fly. The best way to learn is to get in there, play around, have some fun, okay? Are you ready?
Being UC champion, you can enjoy every single day of your life. And skydiving, indoor skydiving, it's a very amazing experience, flying.
All right, are we ready?
A little bit looks like a swimming, but it's different because it's air. You're flying. I'm feeling addictive right now. Definitely want to get back in there and learn some new techniques to work with your body, same way as I do in martial arts.
Valentina, our Wall of Fame is calling your name.
I would love to come back.
Anytime you want.
Please, definitely.
Please do not hesitate. We'd love to have you.
There is no shortage of excitement in Sin City. But across the country in Long Island, New York, Caitlin Chookaykin, along with husband and fellow pro fighter, Kyle Cerminara, enjoy the more leisurely ventures of a suburban lifestyle.
As soon as we moved here, my husband's like, we gotta get a boat. I was like, well, wait, we just bought the house.
Ready?
Yeah. Obviously, I wanted one, but I was trying to be like a little bit more responsible about making that decision.
I had to bundle him up.
Yeah. We bought a boat with not even knowing how to drive it, and we just kind of figured it out.
In the summer, we're out every single day. She trains and we go to the beach. Those are the only two things we do.
No matter the time of year, relaxation is always balanced with constant training. And Chookaykin is growing accustomed to an added presence on the daily grind.
I never thought that I really needed someone else to give me, like, you know, emotional support for fighting. Since meeting my husband, I realize how much that support can help you. He's competed at a high level for his whole life, so he understands the grind of training every day. Having him there to support me, that's been really helpful.
On the days when this combat couple treks deep into Manhattan, they do so for training at New York's most prestigious jiu-jitsu academy.
Hey.
One founded by an early staple of the Gracie family lineage.
One of the most feared fighters in mixed martial arts.
One of Henzo Gracie's most dedicated students.
Gracie Jiu-Jitsu wins again.
His fifth degree black belt, John Danner, who has helped build the academy's top athletes into world champion MMA fighters.
We had a large number of very talented athletes that have worked out of here for a very long period of time. Some of them, of course, fought in the UFC.
Oh! GSP drops Bisping!
George St. Pierre is probably the guy who's most associated with the academy.
He is the new UFC middleweight champion!
Chris Weidman, people like this.
When you get the hot guard, try to get chest to chest.
He's in a lot of trouble here. He's getting tagged.
And Caitlin's becoming part of that now. First, we take the hit out of position. We expose the back of the hit.
We take everything down to the mat.
Any day you go in there for class, there's probably like 70 people training.
Let's give it a try, fellas. Let's now go to the second stage, where I catch my training partner here at the leg, and I pull my body around the corner, and my tight waist takes the man up and over.
They only train jiu-jitsu. They're the best in the world.
My knee is behind his head, so when he tries to pull his head free, it's awfully, awfully difficult.
And just being under John Danaher, I think I'm at a huge advantage.
Danaher's insight is backed by his obsessive intrigue and unique style matchups. And the pairing of Chookaykin with flyweight champ Valentina Shevchenko is especially captivating.
Fake right, circle left, good. Let's just punch our way out of bad position, Caitlin.
The most interesting matches are always where there's a big discrepancy in various elements of the skills that the two athletes bring to the table. And this is a good example here.
Follow with a kick next time. That's it.
One is an incredible counterpuncher who's based her game around strength of stance.
She'll slide back and pop that short little right hook in there.
You see the traps getting set by Valentina. You see Amanda trying to figure out the puzzle.
Caitlin, on the other hand, is more of a volume worker who stays in front of people, moving around and uses volume and strikes to wear people down over time.
Caitlin is the one that's throwing first, throwing last.
Oh!
Nice right hand.
So you've got that instantaneous power versus volume.
Yeah, well done.
And she doesn't move way away. She just moves just enough way. She's always right there.
Oh!
It's a fascinating thing to coach for.
Lateral motion. Very good. Active lead hands.
Her type of style of just countering isn't going to work against someone that moves all the time. So I see her getting frustrated and then making a little bit more mistakes.
Another contender enters a bout with the champion, supremely confident. But flyweight queen Valentina Shevchenko has seen it all.
Sobrana, sobrana, sobrana.
It's funny, you know, seeing, like, opponents what they're, like, speaking about before the fight.
Up, 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 up.
Frustration to make this, to make that. It's so funny because I will never let them do it.
Oh! Two words describe Shevchenko. Ice cold. She's an ice cold killer.
Go inside the octagon and do my job.
Oh, my God.
This is what we are training for.
And look at her walking around the octagon.
Dominant champions Valentina Shevchenko.
She is a straight-up assassin.
And John Bones Jones.
His gifts, his mind, like no one else. He's just designed for this.
Take center stage as the challengers aim to test their wills.
When you have a division that's dominated by such an incredibly talented fighter.
Can Caitlin Chukagian.
You see the up-and-coming contenders rise to the occasion.
Light heavyweight challenger Dominic Reyes.
Dominic Reyes, did he bite off more than he can chew and calling out John Jones?
Shock the world.
Decisive as ever tonight!
We'll all find out on February 8th in Houston, Texas.
And there's a big difference between studying tape and then being inside the octagon with this guy.